You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore After Show.
Let me hit. I beat the pussy up. Both hands on the hips. Just so good, like saucing with your dip. Cockstraw, baby. Come and take a sip. Don't push me out.
Hey, guys.
I'm going all in. OMG, OLB.
So Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another episode of Jersey Shore. Episode 6, or Season 6, the finale episode. And I'm here with Phil the Thrill.
Phil. Welcome, everybody. And because of one of our fans, we found out that the song we played last week, Sucking on My Dick, was actually a remix or a parody of this song by Tyga, which is called Bouncing on My Dick.
Thank God for our fans out there to let us know when we're not doing things right.
I know, that's great to hear.
I know, calling us out, so that's awesome. So, finale episode, Phil, how are you feeling?
I don't know what to say. I mean, here's the thing, you never know how to like end it, and it's not scripted, so it's not like you can actually plan for anything, and you know, everyone's just going to get emotional and things like that. But it was good to see some drama.
Yeah.
In tonight's episode, so I was thankful for that.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. And actually, just to backtrack a little bit, it's just Phil and I here, Erica Evite Vieira, and Phil the Thrill. Everybody else, it's the holidays. Everyone's going out back home to visit their families. So we're here holding down the fort and still bringing you a finale show because it's so near and dear to our hearts, Jersey Shore. And we're going to be actually doing a full kind of reunion of all the Jersey Shore, you know, Kevin and Roxy, Gabby, all of us, another show. So if you guys are curious, we're still going to do kind of like a recap of the whole 6 seasons. So that we'll announce when that's going
to
happen.
Look forward to that in January, probably like second, maybe third, possibly first, but more like the second week of January.
Yep. So we're looking forward to that. But yeah, I mean, there had to be a little bit of drama, and I'm glad there was. But I think overall, it was a kind of a nice sentimental episode. You know, they had those flashbacks at the end, and everything. Nothing too surprising.
Here's what I don't know if surprising is the word, but the bonfire wasn't as big as I thought it would be. I thought that would be like the last big thing that we would kind of end on. You know.
Yeah, and Kevin's prediction that Paula would not be there is totally correct because she wasn't there.
She was not.
No, it was, and we were even predicting it to be a lot bigger than it was. Like we were thinking it was going to be okay. They're going to bring back like everybody. I mean, they brought like Polly's friends, you know, from his show, but we were thinking they're going to bring back like Ryder and all the characters that have kind of played a part in the Jersey Shore were going to be there. And it was, like you said, it was a lot smaller than we thought.
It was. I mean, you know, the biggest, I think we spent like 5 minutes on it, really. Yeah. I mean, we actually spent more time with Paulie and Vinny just carrying the wood, yeah. Which, you know, was funny. I would like to see like how they must have cleared that street because so many people must have been pissed off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I can imagine all the cops and everything just kind of creating the space and for them to have that.
Yeah.
There's no way. And I mean, just coming out of that bonfire scene, like what I got out of it is the main thing. And we can talk a little bit about, like, you know, Situation and Johnny, but was it just really seemed like they were putting the focus on Sammy and Ronnie, especially with, you know, Sammy's parents and all that, which it seemed to me they were opening up the avenues for their future potential show, which, you know, some of you guys might know, might not know, but they're in the talks of having their own reality show. So it just, to me, looked like they were just trying to make that relevant or just opening up the doors for that.
Yeah, and plus, you know, it's also nice closure just in general. I mean, they have been the centerpiece for the longest time, especially season 3. That was the crux of everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, to kind of know that, all right, they're kind of moving forward. They're talking with their parents. I love how their parents are just like, oh, really? Really?
I know, and it's what I thought was interesting, though, was that they hadn't really, throughout all the seasons, kind of mentioned, like, it wasn't really an issue with Sammy. It's not like she mentioned the fact that her parents weren't huge fans of Ron's. I mean, obviously, you know, she went home at one point, but it just seemed kind of like a new issue that came up very quickly, and that's what made me think, like, oh, they're trying to already start that drama a little bit for their show, like already kind of starting like, oh, her parents are not liking this idea and opening up, you know, that drama a little bit or creating some tension already for that new show. So it seemed a little, I don't know, just kind of.
Here's what played. I think they're mad about the fact that she could do, you know, now, especially with her fame, she could do better. And yeah. In their eyes, she's settling for this dumb guy. And in the words of Roxy, he's basically like Fred Flintstone. He is, you know, just one-dimensional.
Yeah, I mean, if Sammy was, you know, my sister and my friend, I think I'd be thinking the exact same thing. Like, you know, come on, you could get somebody else, like you said, a lot better. She could trade up for sure. But I mean, she says she's, you know, she seemed like a very loyal kind of just not celebrity seeking, kind of bigger, better thing seeking girl. Like she said, like, we've gone through so much together. Like, I believe in our relationship. Like, she's committed. She's committed to him. And I don't think that's going to change.
Here's, I mean, the fight about the waterbed or whatever the bed, just to jump ahead a little bit, because it kind of ties in nicely. I think I get worried when he gets so mad about that. And the only reason that why I actually give Ron a little bit of credit is because it's kind of like the last day, and I don't think he's the type of guy that knows how to express his emotions.
Yeah.
So he just took it out in the wrong way. But I think he's just upset about this whole situation of, you know, the Jersey Shore being over, and he just took it out on her, unfortunately.
Yeah, I actually, it's funny, Phil. I thought the exact same thing. Like, he kind of reminds me of, like, a little kid that just doesn't, like you said, doesn't know how to express his feelings and just took it out on her. It was like he's probably overwhelmed with the whole idea. Everything's over. They're him and Sammy are trying to figure things out. And he just, yeah, it seemed a little like he overreacted, and he just seemed like they were on edge and they were already emotional and all that. So, I mean, they made up. It was like one of their fights where, like, they fought and, like, kind of, you know, like Paulie getting the popcorn, they say watching the movie, and, you know, just like the usual fights they have, but like usual, like consistent with their relationship, they made up at the end. And so I think I totally agree with you on that one. So let's go back to the bonfire, though, real quickly, and talked a little bit about Situation and Gianni had a little bit of a tiff.
Well, I think it was pretty nice to see. I mean, A, you know, they have beef in some sort of way, obviously, because of the whole Snooki thing. And, you know, just in general, it was nice. I just hate those types of guys that just, like, talk, talk, talk. And Situation is definitely one of those guys that talks.
Yeah. And Gianni's not. He's pretty quiet.
Yeah, Gianni's very quiet. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I've ever seen situation like it's like put up or shut up. And situation rarely ever puts up.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't have much comment on that. That situation in particular. I just feel like, yeah, they just don't get along. I don't think they'll ever really like or respect one another, or especially from Johnny's end to the situation. There's a lot of underlying tension there. And granted, situation and Snooki supposedly made up, you know, on air or whatever. But as we hear in, you know, kind of the media and stuff, they're not even considering inviting situation to their wedding when they do have it. So obviously there's an underlying tension that hasn't gone away and probably won't go away. So going back to that, though, what I thought was so funny, not really about the situation, but Gianni, it was so cute how, like, Roger came down the beach with, like, his big flowers, and Gianni was, like, the little, I think Vinny was like, oh, it's like Roger's, like, big bear, little bear. I don't know what he called
gorilla.
It. Gorilla, that's it. Big gorilla and his little, like, gorilla, like, little sidekick. That's funny because it's so true. That's totally what he looked like. And, like, Roger bringing these huge flowers and Gianni with these little flowers. But I think it's cute because Snooki's tiny and J-Wow's tall. And it fits. I just think, I love the dynamic of the two of them. I think it's really cute. So.
I agree.
So, yeah, so now we got the bonfire. We're moving on to, you kind of talked about a little bit, the failed prank with Sammy and Ronnie. And I have to say, I'm glad not to have to see any more pranks. because I was not a fan of all those pranks. I thought they were, I just didn't like watching them. I thought they were kind of dumb. I don't know about you, Phil.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen better pranks.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like, I don't know, I would like to do a prank off against Polly and Vinny.
Oh, you think you could?
I don't know who my team. Oh, could I take him? I think I could take him. Especially with, if we did MVP versus Joe Gear, myself and Kevin, I think we could take him.
Oh, yeah? You have any ideas? Any prank ideas?
It would have to depend on the situation, like, you know, our location, things like that. We're pretty spontaneous with that stuff.
Oh, okay. Not giving too many details.
Well, I mean, it's just madness, is what I'll say. we've talked about the Cancun trip many times mm-hmm. that we once took, and we pulled some pranks, to say the least.
So you don't think that Polly and Vinny are even, like, up there when it comes to skills and pranks?
Pranking? No, I think they would be a good match. I think, you know, they try, but you're only as good as your opponent, and I think, you know, towards the end, yeah. like, again, you're going against Dina, J-Wow and yeah. Sammy and Snooki, and they, you know, they're terrible at pranks.
Yeah.
Like, their biggest prank was locking the guys in. So, your level of, okay, how do we up this one, you know, just deteriorates and you don't care, really.
Yeah. And that's how I feel, too, in watching it. It's like, I don't really care in watching it, and I get the sense that, like, the girls are kind of like, ugh, whatever, you know, like, another prank. Like, this has been a theme throughout all of the episodes, the pranking, that I'm just like, oh, here's a prank scene. Like, it's just not my thing. I find it boring and forced, and I just don't like watching it. So I'm not. I'm glad to say that this is the last prank I'll have to watch on Jersey Shore. So, all right. So we got the failed prank, and then moving on to another kind of prank, but not so from the guys, but from Paula. I don't know if it's so much of a prank or a kind of revenge. the cake that Paula delivered to the guys via the tanning salon. So, what do you think about that?
Well, let me ask, was it mean? Do you consider it mean?
I don't consider it mean. I consider it pretty revengeful and kind of low. Like,
okay, but here's the thing, like,
I don't see it as mean though.
Well, then, in that case, did you buy the note, or was that, like, an FU note, basically?
I don't know.
Because here's the thing. I believe the note. I think, you know, she loves him no matter what. But the cake was like, you know, I'm mad at you, so I'm going to try to do something against you, and here it is.
Oh, I see what you're asking about the note. I think you're right. I think she was genuine about... She's really genuine about those feelings, but she feels... obviously somehow scorned or hurt. So she's like, I love you, and you threw that away, and I'll always love you, and you obviously don't care, so F you. So, yeah, I do think that she cares about him. And I think that was genuine, but I think this was her way of saying, I'm really done with you. Like, I feel these feelings, but I'm done. I can't take this anymore. So
there's no better way to tell someone that you're done than putting nuts on that cake.
I know. I know. It was pretty, in my opinion, it was pretty low kind of thing. Like, it's just, she was obviously pissed off. And who knows, like, the background of this. Who knows if they were trying to egg her on to do something as a way to close the show out, to really show that they're done.
I think you should have gone the Van Wilder route. You familiar with that movie?
Oh, yeah. No, I mentioned that last time, like, during the prediction. That's what I thought it was going to be like. Because that would have been even more gross. But who wants to sit there and do that? Oh.
Well, apparently, for those of you unfamiliar, in Van Wilder, they give eclairs to these guys, and they're filled with, if you know what an eclair is, there's cream filling, and just imagine what the cream filling was.
It's related to a dog, also.
Oh, yeah, that was the worst.
The dog, yeah. Disgusting. So, I mean, having to sit there and actually do that would. So Paula got her revenge, or basically put her, like, stamp on the relationship, saying it's over. You know, everyone knows, and they're done. So, and I do think there is a little confusion sometimes when you've been watching previous episodes of, like, Paula there and, like, acting like she wants to still be with him and not really sure. So this kind of gave a nice, well, I don't know, nice, but a conclusion to their relationship. So I'm sure she's moved on from there, and so is he. But all right, so moving on to the Shore Store. So they're done, they're over, their last day. I mean, it's kind of sad now. It gets into, like, the second half of the episode. It's like no more drama. It's like getting into the more sentimental parts of it, and so you get the sense that they're sad about leaving the Shore Store.
Here's what I'm confused about. If it's because we had Snooki saying, you know, I'd want my kids to work here, stuff like that.
Like, yeah, right.
Gianni has a clothing store. Two of them.
Yeah.
What? That's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, I think she was just saying that, meaning like, oh, if we come and visit, I'd want him to press a few shirts or, like, hang out, you know, there with Danny for a few hours and pretend to work. Like, I thought that's what I got the sense of. Like, just more of like Danny will always be in our hearts and the Shore Store will. And the reality is that now that the store's gone, because, you know, from the hurricane, everything got demolished. So I'm sure they're even more sentimental.
You know, it's going to be crazy. Let's get them all knocked up, wait 20 years, and then we have the Jersey Shore kids.
Oh.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, Sammy and Ronnie have their kids. We already got little Lorenzo, JWoww, and Roger. Oh yeah, that's an idea, Phil.
Yeah, and we need Paula and Situation to hook up and just have, you know, a love child.
Yeah, just that the awkward person that's out there just kind of like trying to fit in. That'll be Paula and Situation's kid.
That would be a show I'd watch.
I think that would be an interesting show.
I'm going to set my calendar for 20 years from now.
Yeah? So you'll be like in your 40s watching Jersey Shore.
Well, that'll be the fun part, you know what I mean? Like, it'll be the new thing, but you'll kind of know it. Danny the T-shirt guy is going to be very old. Like, it's going to be great.
And you know what would be really great is when they show, like, scenes with their parents. That would be even more great. Like, seeing Snooki as a parent of a 18-year-old or 20-year-old, and, like, JWoww and Roger. And Roger is, like, that hardcore, strict dad. That's what I see. Like, him being the guy that you're scared of. And he'll be old. I mean, he'll be, like, his 50s?
Yeah, it's... Let me ask this. I mean, are they... I mean, they're obviously going to be MILFs, but, like, what do you do with that fact? I mean, Snooki and JWoww, they've said they want to be MILFs.
Yeah.
What does that entail? Are they going to hit on, like, their kids' friends? Like, what does that mean? Are they going to put it out? What does this mean?
What I think that means is that, A, after getting pregnant, they intend to lose the weight. I think that's a big thing, because when women have kids, that's the big thing. Their body changes, and then sometimes women lose the weight, sometimes they don't. So they intend to really just look good and, like, maintain their appearance. And I think second is, like, wanting their... Not so much as, like, action happening, but wanting their kids' friends to think that they're hot.
I mean, that's just strange.
I know. I think it's odd, too, because why do you want an 18-year-old thinking you're hot when you're, I don't know, in your 40s or 50s? It's weird, but then again, you know, Snooki and JWoww are different kind of animal, so I can see it. Like, getting all dressed up and, you know, wearing their outfits and hoping that their kids' friends think they're hot.
You know, I mean,
it's like, oh, he's still
have you
got
ever
it.
Seen, like, moms that go to the club with their daughters?
They're like, going to like be like nightclubs?
Yeah, that's going to be them.
You know what's funny is that I was in Vegas. I mean, for any of you that watch The Real Housewives, I was in Vegas and I was at a nightclub and I saw the OC housewife, her name Lynn, she was there with her daughters. And see? It's a perfect example of, and for those that watch the OC Housewives, you know, like, Lynn was there and she had two daughters that are teenagers. And it's just weird to see that at the club in Vegas, like,
duh,
a hardcore club, not just like, oh, we're going to like a restaurant and having a few drinks at a bar, like at a club. And I don't ever want to be that woman ever at the club with their daughters when I'm in my 40s or 50s. So
definitely a mama's boy.
Yeah. Oh, no. But so, yeah. So they still plan on being MILFs, I guess. But yeah, but back to the Shore store, like, it was sad. And I was like, oh, like, they're done. And, you know, Polly saying, I'm the best T-shirt printer. Like, it's like one of those things that they love to complain about. But, you know, they love being there. And they like being on the actual, like, what do you call it? The strand or
the strip. I mean,
strip,
I think.
Yeah.
They like being there, but they didn't like working there.
No.
You know what I mean? They, anytime there were hot girls, and especially, like, you just have to imagine that it became a novelty. Like, hey, situation, Sammy and Ronnie are working Monday from 4 to 7.
Yeah.
Come by. You know what I mean? And so, like, I think they became the attraction. And
I wish
we could have saw that. Because, again, they would have made a lot more money that way, I feel like, rather than, like, having situation press T-shirts.
But I'm sure that they did. They still did make money. I mean, they probably had so many people there as it is that they didn't need to advertise that Sammy and Ronnie were there, you know, like, so
yeah,
they probably did make a lot of money. And you're right, Phil, like, I would have liked to have seen the other side of it. They showed it sometimes, like, sometimes you saw clips of, like, people waiting in line or, like, you know, like, the outside being kind of crowded. But I agree, like, I think they ended up being the attraction, of course. I mean, after the first season, once everyone knew who they were and they continued to work in that same store, like, Phil, if you're at the Jersey Shore and it was around that time, you want to go kind of see if they were there? I mean, I think
we were trying to go there just to go there.
Yeah. I mean, I think people were going there even when they weren't there just to see it. So, and obviously they're capitalizing on it. I mean, you see all the shirts there saying all, I mean, I'm sure the entire store now is just T-shirts reflecting the cast of the Jersey Shore and all that. So,
well, the Shore store is no longer there.
Well, no, now, but I'm talking about, like, after the first season and after each season afterwards, as they got more and more popular, I'm sure the store morphed from, like, a little, like, souvenir shop to just T-shirts about, you know, the show.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then and Danny, them joking about, like, them messing up his house and all that. So I always wonder what the real deal is behind that. I'm sure Danny does own it, but it's curious. It's interesting. Like, I don't know.
You've never heard that? Like, there's a lot of stuff like that in Massachusetts, like Martha's Vineyard and stuff, where you basically have a summer job and, you know, some of the pay is offset by basically to have a house for the employees. You know,
okay.
Like, Martha's Vineyard is the one I can think of that has the most. I mean, I Jersey Shore sounds like one of the, you know what I mean? Where basically you just flock to the summer.
Uh-huh.
I imagine there's places like that.
Hmm. So Danny has a business and he owns a home and he basically rents that out to, or he lets him live for free and then, like, doesn't pay him or pays him a little bit.
Yeah, something like that. You know, they get a stipend or whatever. I mean, you know, at this point, I'm sure MTV pays them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
If, you know,
in the real world.
Yeah, if the situation was, I mean, you know, Snooki's house is Danny's house. So,
yeah.
I don't know how many buildings he owns, but
yeah.
I've heard of it. It's a common thing for the summer.
But I think it's probably more of an East Coast thing.
Probably.
Yeah, because here in LA, it's, you don't really hear that. But yeah, so now, you know, moving on to kind of the end. Like, that last, like I said, like, the last part of the show got really sentimental. And they, you know, they had the birthday kind of the, and this is funny, Phil. Like, so they had, like, the birthday cakes for situation and Polly. And it is interesting that we always see something revolving their birthdays every season because the show's always filmed in the summer. So I remember the last time they had the birthday with Situation and Polly, and how Situation got really, really upset, how they pretty much ignored his birthday, or they're pretending to ignore it, and really did like a whole party for Polly. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I mean, I wasn't thrilled with this year's birthday. It was just kind of like, yeah, cake and here we go.
Anticlimactic, yeah.
Yeah, and Snooki and Dina were like in their PJs.
Yeah.
And, you know, like last year we had strippers, you know, we had a fun time.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like this fell towards more of the end of the filming, whereas last time it was in the middle. And I don't know if it ended up being kind of rushed because maybe they were done like the next day or the day before, so they just didn't have time to really do that.
But here's what I really, really want to know. Like, you have nothing to do all day.
Yeah.
You can put together a party. Like, yeah, putting together parties should be, like, the only thing that you can do.
On their agenda.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the same time as a bomb bar and they wanted them to make it separate. I don't know. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. It did seem pretty anticlimactic and just, all right, it's your birthday. Yay. Happy birthday. I think they were all, I don't think they were in the mood to party and like do like a party. I think they were more in the mood just to like chill and hang out and reflect and just kind of like kind of be in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
I just got the sense that, and you know, Kevin always talks about how they're not self-aware of the reality of what's happening to them in their lives. But I think that they were. I mean, that we saw a lot of tears being shed.
Yeah, but I think they know that part is over, but I don't think that they know, like, hey, this basically means my career, the crux of my career is over. Now I have to parlay this into something else.
You really don't think they're aware of that?
No.
No? You don't give them credit? Because
how could you? I mean, they didn't come into this knowing this business. They just knew how to drink and have sex.
Yeah, but it's been a few years. I mean, it's been, what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, but... Yeah. I've been in this business 4 or 5 years, and I consider myself very young. I mean, yeah. You're constantly learning. What the hell do you know? And
yeah,
and especially, like, to be a reality star, you have to know how to use that. Now, okay, like, what do you do now? Do you produce movies? Okay, well, you have to actually have some skill sets to be able to do that. What do? Produce TV? I don't know. What do? Vinny, he can act.
I think they're just going to do more reality. That's what they know. Like, you know, Snooki and Jay Wow, we got Polly. I mean, Polly has an actual career as a DJ.
Yeah, probably be all right.
Mm-hmm, but I think reality shows. I mean,
but like,
what
you know,
can Sammy and Ronnie really do? You know, like I don't see them doing anything other than trying to capitalize on their relationship.
You and I are going to do Snooki and JWoww.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and while I enjoy it, how many seasons do you think we can get out of this realistically? And then what? Like, then where does it go from there?
Yeah,
I don't know. Just.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: they could keep on. Probably in their eyes, they're thinking they can continue it because you've got Jenny and Roger, and maybe it'll be Snooki and JWoww, but then it might put a focus on Jenny and Roger, and maybe they'll do some kind of big wedding, and it'll turn into some show like pertaining to that. Like,
all right, but think about it. They're like, let's say
it's a different demographic. Ultimately,
they're like 30 years old, maybe younger. Okay, so I realistically that could, let's say it's really, really good, right? That can go on for another 6 years. But then, so that takes them to about 36. Where do you go from there?
And by then, they stash in cash and they're done, you know?
Yeah, they never stash in cash.
That's what I would be doing, stashing and cashing. I mean, you guys, yeah, you got to know that this is short-lived, you know, like anything. But I doubt it could be really good for 6 years either. I mean, it changes into a little bit of a different demographic who would be watching it because... Someone who's really into Jersey Shore and those kind of crazy shows might be more interested in Buck Wild than watching, you know, Jenny plan her wedding.
Yeah.
So, and it's still interesting. Like, you know, I'm interested to see the girly aspect of it. But like Kevin's like, no, I don't want to do that show. I don't want to watch that. I want to watch the partying and the fun, and that's not going to be there. So, it changes, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I'm excited for the new season to start. And just as a shameless plug, you guys should definitely check us out. We're going to be doing Snooki and JWoww come January when it starts. Me, Phil, who else? Gabby.
And Christy Ann.
So the same four of us that did it last time, we're rejoining and doing it again. So check us out for that.
I love Guido.
Woo-hoo! Well, I think she's going to have to do a new tagline or something. We're going to get some new footage.
I love her, Lenzo.
Yeah. I like being a mom. So we're going to have to get some new sound bites for Snooki because those are going to get old pretty quickly. But, yeah, so anything else on the recap on the rooftop?
I mean, you know, it was a nice way to kind of end it.
Yeah.
You know, it's... Yeah, it was all right.
I liked it. I liked that they showed... That they went back and showed some, like, memorable moments. It didn't get too, like, in my opinion, it didn't get too sappy or too long. Like, they brought up, like, the highlights, and it was interesting to see, like, you know, how they showed, like, when Snooki first walked in, and they're all, and she's like, hey, party started, and they're all talking about it, saying, like, oh, my God, I remember you walking in, like, who the hell is this girl? And it is true. It's, like, it has changed so differently since the beginning, and how they talked about, oh, when Snooki got... punched in the face and the Snooki punch, and they're like, oh, that brought us all together. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that, or oh yeah, I remember that. So I think they picked some good moments to highlight, and I liked how they kind of reflected on it, saying, yeah, I thought you were a weirdo when I first met you, or whatever. How JWoww and Polly first hooked up. I mean, that was, you're like, oh yeah, ew, now they seem like brother and sister, so it seems weird to watch.
I actually remember that, and that was a fun time.
Yeah. Well, that was the first couple episodes of the show. I mean, they started that show, Jersey Shore, with a bang. I mean, a lot happened in that first season, which is why I probably, you know, I had enough energy and enough just momentum to push through all these seasons, because they started that show off crazy, really fast, really early.
Yeah, Vinny was the only slow one out of the gate.
I know, actually. Don't you remember? I don't know if you remember this, but it's like we didn't even get to know Vinny until, like, I feel like 6 or 7 episodes into the first season. Like, they didn't even, like, highlight him or really talk much about him until, like, halfway through that first season.
Yeah, and like, we kind of got to know him. It wasn't – season 2 was, like, his coming out year.
Yeah. And then they spent more time focusing. But, yeah, Vinny was really slow out of the gate, you know, so – So, yeah, and then that's it. And then they're all crying. Even Situation was shedding a few tears. And everyone
do whatever we want.
Everyone got pretty sentimental. Yeah. They're done. They're over. So, Phil, did you shed any tears watching this?
It hasn't hit me yet. I don't know. It's just, you know, I would think it would have hit me a little bit more. But, you know, maybe as time goes on and, you know, it's weird because it's the holiday and things are supposed to be slowing down, but they haven't. You know, things are still in a rush. And so, again, it hasn't quite hit you. But then, because, again, I'm used to them taking a break. So then I expect, like, okay, I'll be back in, you know, even let's say, like, 20 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, Jersey Shore will be back. And then I think at that point, I think it'll take that amount of time to be like, wait, there's no new Jersey Shore.
I know. I think... I watched it, and I was like, oh, it's sad. But I think for me, it's like, I kind of know that we're still going to be seeing him. Like, I love, like, Snooki's character, or Snooki, and I like JWoww. I like that part of it. So, you know, we'll be seeing them. And we'll probably, do you know much about Paul? Is Polly going to have another season?
Yeah,
you know?
Polly's going to have another season.
Okay.
We saw a preview for Vinny.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was like him yelling at his mom or something. I don't even, you know, it's just a teaser that has nothing to do with the show.
I haven't seen the preview for that yet. That'll be interesting to see. But yeah, and so I feel like we'll see them, just not in the same way. But I don't think MTV's done with them. I think they feel like they still have a lot that they can get out of them. So I think we'll see them. So
I think so too.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was sad. And it's funny, like, if you, you know, if you follow just Twitter things and Facebook and all that, the big joke was, like, you know, the end of the world was supposed to be yesterday, and, like, and the Jersey Shore finale was, like, at the end of the world, and there was a lot of jokes going around with that, so I thought that was pretty funny, too. I wanted to mention that. If you saw a bunch of Twitters, like, oh, my God, the world is ending now with Jersey Shore ending, so.
Cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. It is the end of an era, but the beginning of a lot of new fun stuff. And we'll be definitely covering everything here on AfterBuzz, and then, yeah, having our reunion special. So, anything else, Phil?
We could do
a little bit of the reunion.
I want to save the news for later.
Okay.
You know, because since we're going to be doing a full reunion show, you know, let's do that.
Okay.
Then real quick, the reunion show, the live reunion show. You know, it's always cursory. They always try to ask, like, they ask one deep question, but because there's no lead-in and things like that, you know, it's not an in-depth interview, so it's, so it'd be like me saying, hi, Erica, how are you? And you say, good. I'm good, Phil, yeah. All right, so when you and Ronnie slept together, you know, like, wait, let's build to that moment so I can get an actual answer. And it just always kind of ends up being like them mocking it and things like that. And especially live, like they did in an hour, you know, usually it tapes for like 6 hours and they edit it down so you can kind of get an answer. It was all right.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, I love Amy. I mean, she was a guest here on the show. She's super cool, great host. But I always felt like with the Jersey Shore reunions, just tradition, just as they've had them, they've been very surface. Like, they don't really get into things. Like, they ask very, surface questions. Or, oh, how's your bromance going? Or, oh, the meatballs. But, like, to get into the heart of things, I don't think they really get into it. Not like, I'm a huge fan of, you know, the obviously the Housewives shows. And, like, when you watch those reunions, I mean, those are some hardcore, emotional, just nitty-gritty, knock-down, drag-out, fight reunions. And with Jersey Shore, I feel like they keep it very, I don't know, viewer-friendly, just very surface, not getting into all that.
I think it should have been like, okay, you know, how has it been watching the last season?
Yeah.
You know, and
reflecting back.
Yeah, and what have you, you know, since obviously you guys filmed this back in July or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, what have you been doing since then? You know, and where does it go from here, et cetera? And, you know, how will you stay in touch with your fans?
Yeah.
Et cetera. How will you stay relevant? What has the fame brought you? And you like, let's get more behind the scenes rather than like, okay, I saw this on the show and it was all right, but come on.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, I think it's like the big elephant in the room that is never talked about on these reunion shows is the fact that they're crazy famous now and that there's a lot of other aspects of their life that might be interesting to people and their fans and that they don't never bring up. It's like the focus is just on what we see on camera on the show, but they never get into like the background of things. And like you said, like there's a lot of really good questions that I would have liked to have seen, you know, answered. Like, yeah, how has fame changed you? How has fame, you know, do you feel closer to these people because you guys are, you know, now famous now? Like, how are your relationships with other people? It's just a lot of things could be asked and answered, and they keep it very superficial. But, yeah. So, I guess that's just the way MTV does it, though. They want the focus on the show so much, you know.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, where do they go?
I think, like I said before, they're just going to keep on doing what they know how to do, which is rowdy shows.
Here's the thing. If you talk to them, they, like, talking with Ronnie, he feels like he's a businessman.
I know.
Like, and obviously, he didn't go to school for that. But I don't know. I don't see them.
You don't buy it?
I don't buy it. I don't know.
You're not buying what they're selling?
No, because, okay, you have sponsorship and you might be starting this or whatever. You might be coming out with a t-shirt line or cologne or whatever the hell business you guys have going on, you know, and this applies to all of them. But that's centered around the fact that you're famous. So if you're no longer famous, your business is basically out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it would take a very good manager to figure out how to move them into a next realm. But, like, I mean, you're 100% right. Like, unless they're in the public eye, no one's going to care. So that's why I feel like they're going to continue to do something like that. Reality shows, maybe hosting, maybe acting. I don't see any of them acting, though, but in that arena. Because otherwise, they're not relevant. No one cares. So hopefully they've got some good management, some good, I don't know, advisors helping them out. Because, this is a crucial point where they need to figure out what they're going to do now.
It gets really sad. And you know, because I know so many reality stars, like, the worst is when you just see them at an appearance at a club. And it's, like, literally, I mean, some of these guys, I was in Vegas, right? And there's kind of our friends and things like that. And we got to go to this is where we were with AfterBuzzers, right? And the staff, they didn't really know exactly what to do with Vegas, right? They're not quite educated, let's just say. And so they wanted to party with the reality stars, thinking that was more glamorous, right? Mm-hmm. Rather than, like, there's a friend that we have called Peter H. And I know Peter H, and he's in the banking industry and, you know, has great bosses and things like that. And they work hard all year. And then once a year, they kind of splurge, right? And so I knew going with them, it would be a like $30,000 minimum table, bottle service, etc. at like the hip, the best nightclub ever.
The best table by the DJ. Those are the people that hang out with are the business owners and the people that run the reality shows as opposed to the reality stars.
Well, the reality stars, they partied at like a bar that was smaller than like a bathroom.
Yeah.
And it was only because they could get free drinks and like some people there suck their ass.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's really pathetic. Yeah. And I just don't want that for these guys.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are, I'd say in the world of reality, they're at the top of the food chain when it comes to reality stars. So, you know, it's I mean, I would have to say Snooki's probably one of the most famous reality stars.
But it's true, but then you don't get respect from like actors. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
but maybe, a lot they, of don't, people that, maybe that, they don't want respect from actors. Like, it's I'm a sure they world. Don't. But like, what do they care?
I mean, we met Angelina, and like the fact that she was the biggest celebrity there, that was kind of pathetic.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty sad. But like, I mean, I'm not worried about them. I'm not sad about them. I mean, I think considering where they're from, I mean, to get everything they've gotten so far, it would be a dream for a lot of people. So, I mean, I think they have to be smart and hopefully they've got good management, but I don't feel bad for them. They've catapulted to a level of fame and a level of just a different world than most people would even imagine, you know? So,
I agree. Well, it looks like our time is up, Evite.
All right. Well, I'm your host, Erica Evite Vera. And definitely check us out with Snooki and JWoww. And we will be announcing soon when our full reunion special is going to be.
And I'm Phil the Thrill Svitek. And I will try to make it onto that show from time to time. I definitely would love to do every episode if I'm invited and if I can. Otherwise, just check me out here on other AfterBuzz TV shows. And we will do the reunion, our reunion, sometime in January. We will announce it. Unfortunately, we don't have a date as of yet. But hey, just subscribe and it'll go straight to your iPod.
And Phil, you better be on every Snooki and JWoww. We need that guy's perspective really bad. Otherwise, it turns into just a girly girl fest. Chat fest.
So. I mean, I gotta say, it was awesome when Roger cried. No, because you would never think a guy like that would be so sentimental. It was great to see.
And it's those
credit
guys.
To him.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches! Woohoo!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.